A play by Vancouver's New World Theatre tells the true stories of climate disaster survivors in British Columbia, challenging audiences with the realities of the climate crisis, while also providing an opportunity to engage with and talk about their hopes and fears. Eyes of the Beast adapts the award-winning journalism of the Climate Disaster Project into a documentary-style theatre production, with the first act featuring students from SFU's School of Contemporary Arts reading and performing the real accounts of survivors of climate-related natural disasters, including the wildfires that destroyed most of Lytton, British Columbia, in 2021. The second act is a moderated discussion, encouraging audience members to voice their feelings about climate change and its impact on the future. I'm Jesse Wensloff from CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and I spoke with director Chelsea Haberlin about the play.
I'm the artistic director at New World Theatre, and I'm also co-directing Eyes of the Beast.
For anyone who might not be familiar, what is Eyes of the Beast?
Yeah, Eyes of the Beast is a documentary piece of theatre. It's based on journalism that was done by the Climate Disaster Project. The Climate Disaster Project is a teaching newsroom that's based out of the University of Victoria. So they work with students to gather stories of climate disaster survivors. It started locally and then it went nationally and now it's internationally. They've gathered hundreds and hundreds of stories, people who've lived through a really wide variety of climate disasters. And they are trying to find a way to share these stories. And one of the ways they thought to share them was to use theater. So we partnered with them to take the stories and to adapt them into a piece of theater. And what we ended up doing was focusing on the stories of climate disasters that happened in BC in 2021, because it was quite an extraordinary year. There was a heat dome. There were unbelievable fires, especially in the city of Lytton. In the town of Lytton. And there were also a number of floods that really affected the Fraser Valley region. So we've taken those stories and we've adapted them into a play that's just under an hour. And then in the second act, we have a community conversation. So you have an opportunity to hear the stories of climate disaster survivors. And then you have an opportunity to talk about climate change, climate disasters, how we're adapting, a chance to really come together as a community to process what you've heard in a way that is really rare when it comes to climate change.
Have you done this sort of documentary style theater before?
I have. I did a play about 10 years ago that was called The Pipeline Project. And it was a piece that was created with two settler artists and two Indigenous artists where we explored the topic of resource extraction and pipelines and Indigenous sovereignty and used the reporting that the Vancouver Observer had done, where they'd gone across the country and explored the question of pipeline development and resource extraction. So we took those stories and we adapted them into a play, intermixed them with our personal stories related to these topics. And it was a very similar structure, that piece. The first act was a play where we did the verbatim theater piece, and then the second act was a conversation. And we found it was a really effective way to engage in really animated, lively, meaningful community discussion about these really important issues that were often quite siloed and isolated in dealing with.
Yeah, I think there's something about theater that is very real and present and of the moment. And so having these sort of abstracted news reports, etc., presented in that context can open it up to people and then allow that kind of discussion where, you know, maybe just coming in, having read the pieces in The Observer, you might not be as prepared to jump right into it.
Absolutely. I mean, like, you know, right now I'm at home and I'm cooking dinner and I'm listening on the news to the stories about the fire in Squamish and people being evacuated and getting a quote from an individual saying, you know, we just ran. We don't know. Will our home be there? I don't know. And, you know, that's one little thing that I just take in my day to day. And I have no way to process that. I have no way to actually like metabolize what's happening to our beautiful province and to our community, to the people that live here, you know, and I have no ability to metabolize, like, what about when this happens to me? Because it will, this inevitably will happen to every one of us. So we need to be able to look at that and think about that and be prepared. And I think by hearing these really impactful stories and the reflections of the people who've actually been through it, and then having the chance to talk about it all together, our body can process, our brains can start to plan and think and build relationships. And I think that is the thing we need to be doing now at the moment that we're at.
Yeah, well, I think right now people are really struggling with that, what you're saying, with recognizing that there is a crisis, there is a really bad situation, lots of really bad situations that we need to do something about, but people don't, I mean, it's too much for one person to solve on their own, but there's not a 100%. Ton of direction in terms of like, okay, then what?
Then what? I know. And it's really inconvenient. The then what is actually really inconvenient and it really mm-hmm. sucks. And I think that like the things that climate change is going to demand of us are either that we make really substantial changes to our daily lives now, and we do that in a way that deeply inconveniences us now and costs us money now, or the climate change disaster is just going to come for us. And it's going to take that away from us anyway. Like, you know, that sounds kind of dire, but mm-hmm. I actually think it's the truth. And we don't want to look at that. We don't want to see that. And I have found that listening to these stories of people who are truly just regular, schmegular folks, just going about their lives, and then everything is gone, like in an instant. And there's nothing, there's no government support, there's nothing. They're literally them and their community trying to figure it out. I have actually found those stories, once I move through the kind of shock of it, I find them inspiring to ask myself, what resources do I have to be prepared? And who do I have? And what can I do now to help mitigate or to help decrease my footprint, which like is a thing that we all need to be doing and sucks to look at. It sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A big part of the path forward is just the acceptance of what is happening or the acknowledgement of what is happening.
Yes. And we don't want to because the economy is in a really bad position and people are deeply uncomfortable and the problems that we see in front of us are immediate and they're related to food and they're related to housing and they're immediate and they matter. But the truth is that if we ignore this, it's just going to keep getting worse. And we all know that. And it's not a future problem. It's actually a right now problem. So we need to dedicate some energy to understanding our own relationship to the weather, and which is actually like what we're talking about, and to these disasters that are on their way.
And that's a good overview of the content and themes and the potential experience of the play. What can you tell me about the other people involved, the actors, the other people involved in the production?
Mm-hmm. So we did this production the first time last fall as a professional production, professional actors, and we premiered it at the University of Victoria. We found that an academic setting was a really positive space for this because you come to a university to have informed, engaged conversation. It's a place you go to be involved and learn. And so we found a university was a good place for it. And so we thought maybe a way to tour this production would be to actually do it with students in different university contexts. So we tried this production at SFU in partnership with the School for Contemporary Arts. It's kind of an experiment to see what does it look like if we take the script that we previously created and work on it with student performers and student designers and kind of, you know, reinvent this piece that already existed. So we're doing it as a course here at SFU with about 20 students. And it's still in partnership with the Climate Disaster Project. So we've made the play, the first act, and then Sean Holman, who's the director of the Climate Disaster Project, will come in and facilitate the conversation in the second act. And it does feel like doing this piece with young people, with people who are still in school or in their 20s is really relevant. This is something that's going to impact their generation more than it's impacted mine, more than it's impacted millennials. And so for them to be engaged feels meaningful.
Great. And what do you hope that audiences take away from the play?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit what I was saying before, that I hope audiences consider things that they can do immediately in their own lives to help to make policy changes. So how can you be encouraging the government to make substantial changes that will decrease the extraction and carbon output from our country, but also what can you do individually? And the people will be asking themselves, how am I prepared if and when climate disaster comes? And who do I have in my community that I can support and who can support me? Who is my community? Who are the people there for me? So I hope that, yeah, all of that comes out of it.
Great. Is there anything else you think listeners should know about the play?
Tickets are only $10, so I hope you come.
Great. Thanks, Chelsea.
Thank you.
That was director Chelsea Haberlin of New World Theater. The play Eyes of the Beast runs June 18th to 21st, 2025 at 7:30 p.m. and June 21st and 22nd at 2 p.m. at the Faye and Milton Wong Experimental Theater at SFU's Gold Corp Center for the Arts in Vancouver. For CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, I'm Jesse Wenzloff. This report is made possible by support from the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative and can be found online with stories from across the country at frequencynews.ca.